I say we accept it confidently. I am confident that we can fulfill this responsibility. I do not feel daunted or dismayed by it. I hope this doesn't sound immodest. It's customary on such occasions to stress one's unfitness, how one lacks this or that necessary quality. Well, you can take all that for granted. But to say it all seems rather insulting to Banty. You know, we accept, but sorry, old chap, you're making a big mistake. It also seems an evasion of the responsibility. Well, we'll do it, but when it goes wrong, you can't blame us, because we always said we weren't up to it. So I feel it necessary to say that I feel confident that we can take the responsibility. We'll make mistakes, but we will be able to keep alive the flame you have lit. So why should I feel that confidence? Well, first of all, I feel it because you have confidence in us. I've come to trust your judgment of people very deeply indeed. I've seen you over the years share your responsibilities with others, during some 30 years indeed. Of course, it's not always turned out well. Sometimes those you've shared responsibilities with have let you down. But I've seen that where you've been able to take a close personal interest and have been able to share the responsibility in a context of communication, it's always turned out well. I know in my own case you've drawn out capacities in me I did not dream I had. I've every reason, therefore, to believe you've chosen wisely. My second reason for having confidence is that all 8 public preceptors and the other members of the council have been in close personal contact with you over many years. You've trained us thoroughly and deeply. We know and share your thinking very fully. As you said, we know your mind quite well. You've tried and tested us, and we're pretty well trained. I therefore know that we can take this responsibility. The third reason. I'm confident we can carry this responsibility because of our friendships and communication with one another. The 8 public preceptors have known each other for many, many years. Many of us have known each other since we first came in contact with the movement. Dhammadina and I think, have known each other for 34 years or something like that. More than, well, in my case, my whole adult life. And we work extremely well together. We meet regularly for very intensive discussion and communication, and our meetings are always a joy and a delight. I've never known in any other context the degree of harmony and trust that we share in that meeting, and I have had the privilege of being part of many very good teams. We also have strong friendships with other members of the council, with whom we also work very closely, and without whom we could not carry this responsibility. Especially over the last 6 years, we have worked very intensely on ourselves and each other. Banty, a cunning old fellow, put us together in the pressure cooker at Majimaloka, and we've come out even stronger friends and in deeper harmony. And of course, we all share great love and loyalty for Banty of a very strong personal kind. Banty has taught us that this spirit of friendship in going for refuge to the 3 jewels is the essence of Sangha. Since we share it so strongly amongst us, I'm confident we can carry this responsibility for keeping it alive in the order and movement. One more reason for confidence. I'm confident because of the spiritual health and vitality of the order as a whole. In handing this responsibility to us, in a sense, Banty is handing it to the whole order. We can only carry it out with the active cooperation of all order members. I am the international order convener, and as such, my job is to keep an overview of the order. So I'm well aware of what state the order is in. I travel particularly to India, and I've also traveled to the States and other places. Naturally, there are problems here and there. Naturally, there are order members not making as much effort as they could and should. Naturally, some order members fall short in their ethical conduct and so on. But overall, the order is very effective and harmonious. And I would like to pick out as an example order members in India. Over the last 2 years, they've faced by far the most difficult crisis that any group of order members have had to face collectively in the whole of our history. They faced it with remarkable courage, loyalty, and clarity. And they're an outstanding example of what the order is like right now. Between us, we in the College and Council have personal connections with every single order member. And we are confident that we can work with them and that they can work with us, so that together we can continue Bhante's great work.